My name is Marvin.
I'm Anaya.
And I'm Harris.
And this is the Red Devil Podcast. Harris is a multi-sport athlete. How many sports you play again?
I've played football, I ran track, soccer, baseball, and I wrestled. So five sports.
I gotta be tired, bro.
Yeah. It for sure is, but really when you have the coaches, it's like, yo, coach. Like our coach Cisco, he's really a great coach. So really, he kind of helps me balance that, you know, with the schoolwork. And, you know, I got a job and everything. Right. So it kind of makes it easier for us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know you talking about coaches. I heard that you had at least four coaches in football.
Yeah, I've been through four head coaches. I've been through our first head coach, Coach Laxo. I've been through second head coach, our Coach Cam. I met through another head coach from West, and another head coach, which is Coach Kurt. He just left, and now I'm getting a new head coach next year.
Yeah, man, it's rough.
Yeah, it makes it hard to form a foundation around the sport once you just keep resetting and resetting, and yeah, it kind of makes it hard. But
why do you think we ran through so many coaches?
I feel like we ran through so many coaches because coaches get here and they see a team that they have to fix instead of a team that's already been fixed. You know what I mean? So once they see that, this is going to be a hassle to try to get this team together, they dip out on us before they can even see what the team really made of. You know?
Right. They're not trying to put the work in.
Yeah, they're not trying to put the work in. You can see that once they're on the field. Mm-hmm. You've been to practice. You play football,
yeah,
too. You see how they just kind of sit back and watch. They don't say too much. And then at the end of the year, they just leave. Yeah. So,
it was horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Especially that, what was it? Holy Name game?
Yeah.
That's not. What was that?
It was the game where we went to Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was our first game that was... Well, that was our farthest game, I'd say.
Yeah.
That was definitely our farthest game.
It was mentally tough, too, because...
Rain. The rain was bad.
Cold.
It was pouring the whole game. Yeah. Getting lit up.
You didn't even have your own seat, too. You had to share a seat with somebody.
Yeah. It was
horrible.
I don't know, on the way back, too. We had one bus. Yeah.
I know. So, you're a senior, correct?
Yeah.
What class are you?
2025.
So how have you built your character up? Because I know you haven't always been the Harris that you are now.
Nah, of course not.
Like, tell me your origin story.
Well, when I first came into Marion Franklin, I knew about, I'd say, a third of the school in football already. All right, you want to re-ask the question?
Yeah, so, like, which basically your origin story?
Okay, so when I first came in high school, I knew about a third of the school through football already.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then also knew the kids from this school even beforehand through just living out here for so long. Because I've been out here my whole life.
Right.
And it's like I've seen the same people ever since I was in elementary. So it's like I kind of already knew all the kids. But when it comes to sports aspect or even in the class, I wasn't mentally prepared for it, but I was at the same time. I just didn't know what was to come.
Right.
And when it came to the classroom, there's a big difference, like with everything, when it comes to the teacher giving you leeway, teacher giving you too much leeway, now you don't want to do your work, start procrastinating.
Yeah.
You gotta make sure you get home after practice and do that homework or you can't play.
Yeah.
You know how it is. And then with sports, I say it's a wake up call.
Mm-hmm.
You get to high school, and that's how it is with every level.
Mm-hmm.
You get to the next level and realize you're not the biggest and the fastest and the strongest just yet. You'll get there, but you're not there starting off.
Yeah.
But I say, really, my origin story, I got here, and I just wanted to be the best. So when it came every day, every night, every morning, think about football.
Mm-hmm.
And once we got into the school, after the summer, after all the summer practices, that's when I was focused on my work.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I wasn't the best with my grades when I got here my freshman year. I wasn't able to catch on as fast as the other kids. I mean, I did, because the teachers we have here are great. So I did catch on, but it took me a little while, I'd say.
Yeah.
But once I got that drive to be the best, yeah, I just set off from there.
And you're going to what college now?
Actually, I don't know just yet. I was going to go to Capital. I was about to commit literally like yesterday. But two of the schools contacted me as soon as I was about to commit. And, well, I don't. Now I'm back to choosing again, so.
We're not gonna, I'm gonna let you surprise the crowd with them schools.
I don't know. It's I don't really feel like it's too much of a surprise. I'm gonna tell people that wanna know.
Yeah.
It's not a surprise, because I don't plan on being there for long.
Yeah.
Even when I go, because I'm going D3, and I'm transferring to D1. That's the plan.
I feel like you deserve that, bro. You work hard for what you got.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And you're going to be in the same shoes right after this. I don't know if you want to do baseball or football or whatever you do want to do. You're going to end up in the same spot, picking the school that you want to go to, going to that next level. And you're going to be going through the same thing. You're going to be seeing the biggest, the fastest, the strongest people. And it's going to reset every level you go to.
What was the hardest? I know you are basically technically an adult now. What do you think is the hardest part about becoming a young adult?
Not knowing what you're getting into. That's been the hardest part so far. Like, I would have to ask my dad, I don't know about taxes. I don't know about the real world. I don't know how to, I still haven't even filled out a resume yet. I don't know any of this. It's the unknown. I feel like that's the hardest part that you're going into. Because obviously, if you don't know what you're getting into, it's the scariest part too. Yeah. So.
It's the risk. Yeah.
Because that's what's been the deal with me trying to pick this college too. It's a risk. Yeah. I don't know what to go.
Yeah, I feel like that takes a lot of commitment.
It does, for sure. That's the biggest thing. Yeah. So I'll say the hardest part is growing up as a young adult is the unknown.
Yeah. You say you always grew up here, but what are the things that you've seen growing up? Because I know this ain't the best neighborhood.
It's not the best, but if you hang around the right people, you won't see as much, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
So, I hang around both crowds. You know, I kind of stuck in the middle, which I don't say you should do.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes when you're in the middle, you get to playing sides. Now you want to be this guy, but you also are that guy. You know, you got to have the grades. But the people want you to come outside and do all this and that you got to stick to yourself and what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, some of the things I've seen kids, you know, you probably have to running through the Dollar General's, stuffing bags of candy all in the bag,
right,
running out,
practice.
Yeah, having, shoot, even today, they shut down the whole street just because of one little, what was it, an argument?
It was like a scuffle or something.
Yeah, something's, you know. Stupid, but you see that type of stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And it's not a good thing, but it's something that you will have to adapt to if you want to stay in an environment like that. And
right.
If that's what you have to do, that's what you got to do.
Because
you know?
I know some friends that you have, you can like try to influence to be better, but sometimes like that people ain't always going to be.
You can't. Sometimes you can't reach everybody.
Too far in.
Yeah. And it's sad seeing that.
Yeah. And I know you're a religious man, and so
you're right.
I know how has God helped you in your journey?
God's helped me through everything, with every aspect of life. It doesn't matter what it is. I always ask to God for help, because I know I'm not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You're not perfect. We're not perfect, but God is. So God's always gonna find a way. Like, I was just talking about God last night. Literally, it's crazy that you brought him up, and. Had my little sister, she brought down a verse to my room. And I seen it, I was walking to my room, I looked down, I seen a book, it was an open Bible. And it had a verse right there, and it was exactly what I was looking for. I don't want to say the verse right now, because I don't know if it's really what I was looking for, but, you know, we're still, you know how it works, you know, trying to see signs that God's trying to talk to you. He said, God doesn't talk to you if your Bible's closed, so.
Right.
He can't, at least. So, yeah.
Yeah. How has, like, he improved your life? Like,
how has he improved my life?
Yeah.
Well, I use him to try to make me a better person.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, say I wake up on a regular, you know, first you have to thank God that he even woke you up in the first place, because a lot of people did.
Right.
So, just with that, it's saying a lot. Like, okay, I just woke up. And we'll try to pray, like, all right, God, get me through this day of practice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give me the strength, the ability to be fast, strong, be able to catch, all of this, because we're trying to go to the next level. And the thing is, the only reason I do play football is to speak through God. I feel like if I can get a big enough audience and point them in the right direction, that would be amazing. And I feel like that's kind of what my purpose is, to try to change as much minds as I can and point it to the right direction.
I feel like sports is a big, like, aid for people like us, where we ain't come from a lot, so we gotta make it on our own.
And that's kind of one of the only ways out.
Yeah.
But I kind of don't like that narrative, that that's the only way out, because I have a sister that's getting 4.1 GPAs. When I got to high school, I never even knew it was over a 4.0. I didn't know you could do that. So I was so surprised when I heard it. I'm like, wow. So it's not the only way you can do that.
I found out when I got my first 4.1. Like, I was trying my hardest in school, because, like, I got to prove my parents wrong, because they told me I really couldn't even play football like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was, and they were concerned about what my grades were going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
So I just grinded the grades. And then I got a 4.1. I was like, that was a fake, bro. And they just seen it, and they let me play football. And it was the best decision I've ever made in my life. Like, I grew so many friendships, made brothers, like,
yeah. And that's the biggest thing about when you come and play any type of sport, not just football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's multiple sports, like how you met your friends through baseball and all of that.
Right.
That's a big thing in high school. I feel like almost everybody should experience.
Right.
Even if it's not a sport, it could be a club.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a class, a special class that you're in. It could be anything.
Right.
Just to get yourself out there and try to see different points of views from everyone, it would just make life look so much more different.
Because
I've seen a lot more things than I wouldn't have if I didn't play sports. You know what I mean?
What do you think you would change from, like, your freshman year to now? Your choices that you made?
One thing I would have changed, I'd say, I wouldn't have slacked as much as I did.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much easier once you come here and start off great, mm-hmm. than coming here and starting off slacking and then trying to finish off great. It's so much easier just starting off, got your grades up, instead of the third and fourth year trying to bring them up, you know, your GPA and all of that. Because I got here, like I said, my grades slipped up, so I have like a 2.8 right now. Which isn't good. But I mean, to some people it is good, but to me, I feel like I should have been doing better when I have a sister getting 4.1 GPA, you two getting 4.1 GPAs. I feel like I should have been able to do the same thing. And I did. So that's something I would want to change.
Did y'all have Apex back in the day? Because I know we have Apex now.
Yeah, we did.
So does that help a lot for you?
Me, I never got Apex.
Uh-huh.
I never failed a class. I always had just lower type of, you know, D pluses and C minuses, you know, stuff.
Just that barely getting by.
Yeah, barely getting by. But it does help kids. Apex helped a lot. I see so many kids that turned their whole life around through Apex. Like, I had this friend, his name's Nas. That's what I call him. Not senior, that's his real name. My friend Nas, I remember he used to come to school and not do nothing. And I used to tell him, like, hey, you know, you're here for a reason. You might as well do your work. You know, we used to go at it. I remember junior year, I'd say, he used that Apex, turned this whole thing around. Now you're on track to graduate. So it makes it amazing. He gets 4.0s, He did get his all. He just got his all his Apex done today.
That's all. That's amazing.
Yeah, he had classes on top of his head, so Apex helps a lot. It's a good thing to do. Yeah.
All right, we gotta go to practice, bro.
Well, it's been amazing having you on our podcast for the first episode. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, for sure. And I will be glad to be back sooner or later, hopefully.
Hey, tell us what college you're going to.
I got you.
When you're coming. When you're coming.
When I come back. Okay. Okay, I got you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.